talk of a reunified old courthouse square in downtown Santa Rosa began several decades ago, and it has taken more than a few fits and starts to get the project to this point.
That momentum started more than 20 years ago.
That's Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi. He was on the city council that green-lighted the project in 2014.
You know, it kept up. Sometimes it was slower than others. But, you know, there are a lot of shoulders that this project stands on. It's not just the latest council.
City staff, urban planners, and the public all had a say on what the courthouse square should look like and how it should function. But Santa Rosa Transportation Public Works Director Jason Nutt says the main goal was to create a thriving downtown.
The idea was that if you create this heart, this centralized space, that development in and around the downtown would start to spiral outward from that. And you'd start to see an increase in downtown living, an increase in business, an increase in just overall livelihood in our downtown area, and give them a centralized space that they can all feed off of.
Construction for the $10.5 million project began in April 2016 and was expected to finish in 6 months. But some electrical problems combined with the wettest winter on record slowed it down. With better weather recently, crews have been working around the clock to get Courthouse Square ready for its grand opening on Saturday. It'll be a big change. For over 50 years, Santa Rosa's old Courthouse Square was literally divided down the middle by Mendocino Avenue, with two parks on either side of the street.
I was the one that designed the road through the center.
That's retired civil engineer Richard Carlisle. He helped the city redevelop its streets in 1966, when he says all urban design was centered around automobiles. But ironically, Carlisle, along with a group of designers and downtown business owners, began a coalition to reunify the square in the 90s.
You know, what goes around comes around, as they say.
Carlisle, whose engineering firm was brought on as a consultant for the project, says the new pedestrian-friendly square is the ideal downtown center.
You have a canvas that's simple and straightforward, and it gives you a lot of flexibility.
To some, the new square may look barren. It's a wide open space with some green space. There's benches and several bike racks. About half a dozen redwoods remain from the old plaza, and over 40 new London plane trees outline it. Mayor Corsi says this uncomplicated design is the square's biggest asset.
If you look at successful plazas, not parks, but plazas in cities throughout the world, they aren't full of grass and playgrounds and things like that. They're places where people can gather, they're places where people can rest. So what this place is intended to do is attract people to it, attract events and people.
And although the old Courthouse Square's grand opening is this weekend, there are still some finishing touches to be added. Light towers, a fountain, and an art installation are all in the works. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.